Hello to my friends from Torah Moshe and from around the world. Starting my shiur here again in Mishnayos, Sochem. And I had an idea. Instead of starting the third parak, which we'd be in order to do, because we finished the first parak and the second parak, but since Pesach is coming up in about a week, I thought we'd jump straight to the 10th parak, which deals with the Seder. And that way you might have some good, interesting information that you might use at the Seder. So we're going to do this 10th parak first, and then afterwards, after maybe Chol HaMoed, and afterwards we'll continue back on the 3rd parak. So here we are, starting the 3rd parak, and Mishnah Aleph, it's also Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis in the Gemara. Sounds like this. Arvei Pesachim Samach L'mincha Lo Yochel Adem Achetechshach. The afternoon before Pesach, close to Mincha time, you shouldn't eat until it gets nighttime, when it's the time of the Seder. Now, it's talking about Arvei Pesachim, many days. So the main pshat is, it means the Erev Pesach of every year. The Erev Pesach of every year, don't eat close to nighttime. Tosfos has a girsa, Erev Pesachim. Not Arvei Pesachim, Erev Pesachim. And he explains it to be the Erev, the evening or the afternoon, close to the evening, that you shecht a lot of Karbanos Pesach. So the Pesachim is talking about the many Karbanos Pesach, but it's the afternoon leading in when people are doing that Karban Pesach. Or it means, the second pshat he gives, Erev Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. There are two Pesachs during the year, because people who missed, not their fault, they missed the first Pesach, they make a Karban Pesach Sheni, as it says in Pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Aleph, B'chodesh Hasheni B'arbasa Yom Bein Harbayim, on the second month, which would be Iyar, the 14th day, a month after the first Pesach, in the afternoon, Yasu also, they make the Karban Pesach, Al Matzim Ram Yochlu, and they have the same, they also eat the Karban Pesach with matzah and mara, and they have the same din that they shouldn't eat close in that time period as the Mishnah says here for the first for the original Pesach. Now, this mincha, it says samach l'mincha. The carbon in the afternoon is called carbon mincha, like it's mentioned in Malachim, Beis, Perek, Tesayin, Pasuk, Tesvav. It says, Olos HaBoker V'ez Minchas HaErev. There explains that the afternoon carbon that's brought every day, the carbon tamid, is carbon mincha. And therefore, we call that time of the day mincha, and also the tefillah that we daven in that time we call mincha. But the Ramban in Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, explains that mincha is not talking about the carbon at all, but it means that the sun is beginning a little bit to start setting once the afternoon passes, and therefore that time is called mincha from the word nacha. It's starting to rest. Now, even though the whole afternoon is called mincha, it's really split into two parts. The first part is called mincha gedola, which starts a half hour after chatzos. In our 12-hour day, we would be at 12:30 in the afternoon, if we're going from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that's the earliest time that a Karban Mincha is ever brought. Like the Mishnah in Nun Chesman Aleph says that if Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, the Karban Mincha would be brought at 12:30. And the Parisha also goes into this in Aruch Chaim, Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Hei. Now the second half of the afternoon is called Mincha Ktana, which is 3.5 hours, relative hours, Shas Manios, after Chatzos, afternoon. And this is the normal time when the Karban Mincha is brought, as the Mishnah in Anun Ches Amar Aleph explains. The Gemara in Kuf Zayin Amar Beis explains that what is Samach L'Mincha? So we explain what Mincha is. Mincha, we're talking about 3.5 hours after Chatzos, which would be 3:30 in our imaginary 12-hour day, or close to it, because Pesach time is close to a 12-hour day. So 3:30, from that point on, Samach L'mincha will be close to that 3:30 time. And Samach L'mincha, we're going to say, is the end of the ninth hour. That's what the Rashbam says. So it's a half hour before when Mincha Ketana would be, and it would be at 3 p.m. in that case. And the Mishperish Rishnayis and the Rambam, and the Rambam Hilchas Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis concur with this. We're talking about a half hour before Mincha Ketana. Now it says, Lo Yochel Ad Shetech Shach. So at 3 p.m., nine hours into the day, we shouldn't eat until it gets, from that point on until it gets dark. The Rashbam brings from the Gemara and Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez, because you want to eat your Pesach with a good appetite. It's a hiddur mitzvah. Chedusha Ran says that if you ate a whole lot at that point, by the time you try to do the mitzvah of achilas matzah, it might be an achila gasa, and you wouldn't be yotze. If you take a look, also in Taisus, Kuf Zayin Rebeis, Divrei HaMaskel Dilma explains different ideas of achila gasa. He says there's two types of achila gasa. One of the ideas he mentions there is achila gasa, where you don't have any appetite to eat, and there's an achila gasa when if you eat, it's actually disgusting to eat at that point. You've eaten so much. And he goes into a whole lot of other things interesting about the idea of achila gasa, if you want to check that out. Now, the Rishama here talks about if someone eats, he compares someone who eats matzah on Erev Pesach to someone who's bael his arusa before the chuppah. He kind of gets ahead of himself. The Rav and the Rambam explain, we're talking about other types of food. What is he eating? What you're talking about, you shouldn't eat from this 3 p.m. time period, 9 hours in the day. So what kind of food we're talking about? We're talking about food that you can normally eat on Erev Pesach, like meat or fruit or vegetables. Those are the kind of things that the Mishnah is telling you, even though it's mutter to eat them on Erev Pesach, you shouldn't eat them too close to nighttime. The Gemara in Kuf Zayin Amud Beis says you can eat a little bit of fruits and vegetables, and the Mishnah is telling you not to eat a lot of them. But Taisvis here, the Rimaskalo Yochel Adam and the Rush learn also that you shouldn't fulfill your appetite, and therefore we're talking about, and he said they learned that fruits and vegetables don't normally fill a person's appetite. So what is our Mishnah talking about? We're talking about matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is matzah that's made either from flour and eggs or flour and fruit juices that don't become chametz. Since you can't be yotzi your mitzvah, still you shouldn't be eating it at this point of the day. Now the Gemara and Lamed Vav Mebeis says that even though they don't become chametz, that it's not included in the Isser of the Yerushalmi of Bo'al Arusaso, still you shouldn't eat him on Erev Pesach. And therefore the Mishnah has to teach you that even though you're not going to have a problem of Bo'al Arusaso, you shouldn't eat it close to Mincha, because you want to eat the matzah of the mitzvah at night with an appetite because of Hidur Mitzvah. Okay, so the Mishnah says don't eat Ad Shetech Shach until nighttime. Taisus Yantif brings from a Tosefta, because that's the time of eating matzah, because it says in Shmos Yud Beis Pasach Ches Ve'achlu Es HaPesach B'Layla HaZeh. That's when you eat the Korban Pesach at night, and matzah and maror, there's a hekesh to Pesach, as Taisus here Remasel Ad Shetech Shach brings. So we learn that matzah is eaten at nighttime, and what is nighttime? Tzeis Chavim. That's when night starts. The Taisus and the Rush explain that even on Shabbos and Yantif, you're allowed to make Kiddush earlier. You can make an early Shabbos, early Yantif if you really wanted to, because this din of night has to be here. Problem on Pesach, you can't make an early Yantif because you have to make your Kiddush on the Seder, which has to be 4 cups of Yayin or grape juice, whatever your 4 cups that you're drinking has to be done by the Seder when you're going to be eating your matzah. So therefore, since you can't have the matzah before nightfall, you can't have the wine either before nightfall. And I guess here, now everyone's changed the clock, so it's a little later than you're normally used to eating. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochol ad sheyesef. Everyone should do a heseba. They should be leaning, even a poor person. Now, Rashi says heseba is an idea of free people would do this leaning, and even an ani has to act like a special person. Even if he doesn't have any pillows and he doesn't normally lean, he has to lean. Tzrael says he should sit on a bed or on a stool, and he should put his left lean on his left at the time he eats the matzah and drinks his dalet kozos, but not when he eats the maror. And he talks about exactly how you go, who is not chayev in the haseba. And he says there is some say that nowadays we don't have to do haseba, but still we don't paskin that way. But if you ate your matzah or your dalet kozos, you drank that without haseba, you would still be yotze according to the first Yisrael. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah Perach Zayin Hilchas Zayin and Ches learns that the Mishnah is talking about having haseda the whole seder long. Or Chayim Tav Ayin Beis Halacha Zayin paskins that even though there's no chiyev to be masiv during the whole seder, it's still, whoever it does, is meshubach, it's praiseworthy if someone does do haseba the whole seder long. Taisus and here, and Divrei HaMaskal Afilu, and Taisus Yantif bring that some learn that the din of an ani is talking about, back on the part of not eating until Shetech Shach. The Ani is, and that's not mentioning the Ani as far as the Seba goes, but it's going back earlier in the Mishnah that he should wait until it's nightfall, that even if a poor person hasn't eaten for a long while, a day or two, he still should wait until it's nighttime. Taisir B'Kivi Eger brings from the Sefer Bris Shalom on the Torah Parshas Bo, in the name of Achacha Marenu Yaakov Zatzal, that you explain this based on what it says in Brachas Daf Beis Med Aleph, that a poor person normally eats before it's nightfall, and Rashi there explains he doesn't have money for a night for a candle, so therefore he's going to eat early, and therefore the Mishnah is telling you that even though an ani normally eats early, a poor person eats early before nightfall because he can't see it if it's dark in his house, still on Pesach he should wait until it's nightfall to eat. So the mission continues. Lo yifchasu lo me'arba kosa shol yayin. The Rashbam says, it's talking about the gabei tzedakah. They're people who distribute money to poor people. Should make sure he has enough for four kosas of wine. Tosas the Ramaskal lo yifchasu explains that it's mashma here that just giving him lo yifchasu lo just to the ani himself, but not to his children or anybody else in his house, because he can then be motzi everyone with his kiddush and his four kosas, and it's just like kiddush of all year long. You learn to the arba kosas that one person can be motzi everybody, but at the end he explains taisus that you should be machmer and to try to have four kosas for everybody. As far as the gabei tzedakah, it's pashut, they should be giving poor people food for their seuda by the seder. So it says in the Mishnah, filo min ha-tamchoy. What is the tamchoy? The Rashbam says the poorest people would eat, as it says in Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin in Peah. It's a kupa of tzedakah that people who don't have any food would get two meals a day. That which would be their normal way of eating back then was two meals a day. So whoever, like people are traveling through town, they're beggars or whatever, going from town to town, the townspeople, people who are in charge of the stucco, would make sure that everyone would have two meals worth a day. And that's the people coming from outside the city. There was also a type of stucco for the people in the city who were poor called the kupa, that once a week they would give money out so people have 14 meals for the week. Now Taisus Yantzef brings that from the Gemara that we're talking here, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, "Asei shavatzcha chol, v'altit starach lebrios." Don't set yourself for someone who needs to collect from other people. Make yourself make your Shabbos a chol. Make sure that you have enough and he shouldn't need to get from anybody else. But here, if he doesn't have, he shouldn't hold himself back, even according to Rabbi Akiva, because there's a din of Persumi Nisa. Rabbi Akiva would be moda that you should take money to have enough wine for yourself for the Persumi Nisa. Now the Tiferes Ral says, if they didn't give him any tzedakah, he has to do whatever he can to get the money to make his arbakosis, do extra work, or sell his clothes, whatever he needs to sell, to do, sell his possessions to get the dalad kosis. Now, let's talk about what is the whole reason of dalad kosis anyway in a seder. So, there's a lot of different reasons the Rishalmi brings here. One is the four lashonas of geula, like it says in Shmos, Perak Vav, Pasuk Vav, and Zayin. It says, "V'hitzeisi eschem mitachas hiblim Mitzrayim," I took you out from the tribulations there. "V'hitzalti eschem mi'avodasam," Hashem saved us from the work. "V'ga'alti eschem bizroin netuya," and He redeemed us with a strong hand. "V'lakachti eschem li'lam," He took us to be His people. The Maharal of Boris Hashem, Perak Samach, explains that all the Lashanas are keneged what Hashem gave in Nevuah to Avram Avinu in the Bris Ben Besarim in Breishis Tesvav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Nedoa Teda, Ki Geria Zarecha Be'eretz Lo Lahem, Vavadam Ve'inu Osam Arba Me'ez Shana. He's telling him that Klal Yisrael would eventually be subjugated in a foreign land. And Nevuah includes the fact that they'll lose their independence, they'll be slaves, they'll be oppressed, and they'll be brutalized. But at the time of the Geula, it'll start with Mitachas Siblos from the suffering, the end of the Yitzalti, they won't be any more slaves. V'ga'alti, they'll be independent. V'kakti La'am, they'll be the chosen people. And at the time of Yitzis Yitzrayim, so therefore, the four Kosos are to show, symbolize Hashem saving us from the four types of oppression that they had in Mitzrayim. Second shot the Rishalmi gives, it's four times when Paro, when it's mentioned Paro in the time of Yosef HaTzadik, in the dreams there with the Sar HaMashkim, it mentions Kos four times, so it's connected those four. A third shot is they're connected the Arba Malchias, the four types, four nations who enslaved us, not enslaved us, but put us under their domination during in our history. And also the fourth one is eventually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make, give us the final geula, it says there are four types of kosos shoparanias, cups of hardship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give to all the umas ha'olam, and He will also give us four kosos of nechama, of consolation, the Mehira B'Yameinu, we hope. Continuing on, Perak Yud, Mishnah Beis, the Gemara is in Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph. Now we start going into the Seder. So hopefully we'll get some ideas for the Seder that you could use in your own homes this year. And this Mishnah talks about Kiddush. So it says, Mazgulo Kos Rishon. They poured for him, or they prepared for him, to the person who's leading the Seder, the first cup. In the time of the Gemara, wine was very thick, and they needed to mix wine with water. Now, Tosfos and Shabbos Ayin Vav and Beis, the Ramasal Kadei, brings that to be Yotzei, the mitzvah, you have to mix wine with water. Otherwise, it would not be drinkable, and you wouldn't be, if you tried to drink it, you wouldn't be Yotzei your mitzvah. So they would take two parts of water with one part of wine. The Tiferes Yisrael says that the size of the cup has to be a revi'ah salog, which is a one bay and a half, and he tells you how you should actually go about, if you want to do an experiment in your home, how you would actually figure out how much it is, and take a look in the Tiferes Yisrael if you have time and want to do these experiments. The Ramah in Arachayim Tafayim Gimel Sif Aleph brings, why do you say mazgu? Okay, this is the minig for the fact that other people pour you. If you at your own Seder, you always notice people pouring for the father and for the people in the Seder, everyone's pouring for someone else. And that minig developed because it says here, mazgu, they poured for him, they prepared for him the first kos. And from this Mishnah, we get that minig that people, everyone should have someone else pour for him. Now, in Kiddush, we have normally two brachas. We have Bari Priyat Gafen and the Kiddush of the day. Beishami and Beisilu are arguing here, continuing on, which one goes first, the Kiddush or on the Bari Priyat Gafen or the Kiddush of the day. And brachas Daf Ches Med Alf explains that the Machlokas is not only in the night of the Seder, but in any Kiddush we make on any day, Shabbos Yantif, they have the same Machlokas. So the Mishnah continues, Beishami Omrim, Mavarach HaYom, V'Akach Mavarach HaYayim. First, you make it on the day. You make the Kiddush of the day, for the day, and then you have the on the wine. And the Rav brings from the Gemara and Kuf Yudalim and Aleph. The reason is for Beis Shammai, because they say the day Kiddusha starts as soon as nighttime, which is a lot earlier than the bringing the wine to the table for your Kiddush. And also, the Kiddush, the day is causing you to make Kiddush. If you didn't have Pesach, he wouldn't be making Kiddush. So the main thing is the Kiddush of the day, and therefore we go first and we say the Kiddush, we say by Kiddush we make the bracha on the day. But Beis Hillel Rim Mevarach Alayayim V'Achach Mevarach Alayom. First we make it on the wine. We start the Kiddush with the bracha Bari Priyat Gafen, and then we continue with the bracha about the day. And the Gemara and Kaf Yud Aleph and Beis say the reasoning for Beis Hillel is, if you don't have wine, you can't make Yiddish. Or bread, either one. And matzah in this case. And therefore, the wine is causing the fact that you're making Kiddush. And also, that normally the bracha of wine is tadr. You more often make the bracha of wine than making a bracha on a day which is Kaddish. And we have tadr, v'she'ino tadr, tadr kodim. We always prefer to do the bracha, which is more often said than the one that's more often said, we go first. Again, the Rav says that machlokas is even if you're making Kiddush on bread or you're making, in this case, on matzah. And as usual, we pass on the Beis Hillel, and that's why we're used to doing our Kiddush with Bari Priyat Gafen first before the Kiddush on the day. And with that, we'll end. Again, if you have any questions, complaints, anything you'd like to tell me, give me an email by Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or phone call or WhatsApp 052-244-9331. Have a good day.